Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The Feastival fundraiser for Fringe Arts is back after a virtual year.
It's very sensory, so it's something you really need to experience in person.
And they've made new COVID rules, including a vaccination requirement.
It's sort of a celebration this year of just everybody emerging and doing the best they can to get back to some sense of normalcy, or at least like the new normalcy.
Listen on to hear what's changed.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Joanne Martyr, Director of Strategic Partnerships with Fringe Arts, and Feastival is coming back. They're having their 12th annual event October 22nd, 2021 at the Bud Building in East Falls. So how is this year compared to last year? No, there wasn't much of a festival last year.
This year's live, which we're very excited about, and we're excited to sort of bring back this great event. It's sort of a celebration this year of just everybody emerging and doing the best they can to get back to some sense of normalcy, or at least like the new normal.
So this is a fundraiser for the Fringe Arts Festival.
Yes. It's a fundraiser for Fringe Arts, which is an organization in Philadelphia that benefits the performing arts and is also a theater that hosts and curates performing artists.
They've always said it's the culinary arts supporting the performing arts.
Yes, absolutely. So we have two different kinds of arts going on at the event. We have our amazing chefs and some culinary arts, and then we have performing arts as well. So some over-the-top hanging from the ceiling, lots of fun stuff, and we're excited this year to get those performances back live and to have our chefs come back out.
A new location this year?
Yeah, we decided that we needed a little more space, even though we're probably having less people than we had in previous years, but we wanted to create lounges and stuff so that everybody could feel like they have some space to go and they can social distance if they want. So the Bud Building, which is in East Falls, is 150,000 square feet. So we're creating massive performances and just lounges. We have a Maker's Mark lounge and Audi lounge. We have a few other lounges and just lots of space for people to feel comfortable and enjoy the event.
So with everybody coming back for events after a year off from coronavirus, is this the future of events? Like the big spread out spaces?
Maybe. I mean, I think there is a lot more awareness about the way diseases spread. And I think we're going to have to sort of, which we've all done, is sort of pivot with everything and see what people are comfortable with. I mean, part of doing an event is responding to the community. And if the community doesn't want to do food events where people are in close proximity, yeah, I mean, that might be the future. I think it's very important to see what your audience is comfortable with.
So do you want to talk to me about how COVID has impacted the culinary industry? Now, this is a big deal for an entire industry that was so severely impacted.
Absolutely. And we didn't actually expect to get very many restaurants this year. And so one of the things that we did to support our restaurants, because they're dealing with tremendous monetary but also labor issues, is we're providing a stipend to each restaurant that's participating this year. And we're also, through the restaurant school, we're providing labor, Philadelphia students and everything, to help out as much as possible with the restaurants. But we usually have about 70 restaurants, and this year we have about 50. And some of our restaurants weren't able to come back, didn't, you know, unfortunately definitely make it through the pandemic. And I think it's been a very good experience in just working with people to help each other as a community. We're also doing a mentorship program with PICO this year and the Philadelphia School District, where we're having students mentor with our chefs. That's actually going to go further out from the event. But we are just very much like about working with the community and seeing if there's a way we can all help each other out. It's pretty sad to see some of our culinary friends have to like take the year off, and also just like what they're going through and experiencing. We just want them to take the time and get back to whatever they need to, and fingers crossed.
Right, because this was all done on a voluntary basis.
Yeah. Yeah, and we understand at Fringe Arts and Feastival, as friends of the culinary community, we understand that it's not something that they can just do at this point. So we're trying to help them and say, here's how we'll support you. So it's been great. I mean, I think we have a lot of new restaurants. So we have a lot of restaurants that have been participating for many years. And then there's some restaurants that just couldn't. They say, I need more time. So totally understandable.
Yeah. But how cool is that, that you can provide the restaurants with the labor that they so desperately need?
Yeah, and you know, you never know. Like, the restaurant school has the future chefs and everything, and restaurant workers. Maybe they'll help each other out. I think it's a win-win for everyone. We're hoping that the school district mentorship will help both the students as well as the chefs, and maybe they'll make connections there. I mean, connecting people in the community who are in the culinary community to help is something that we were hopeful that we could do as well.
So tell me about the student mentorship program. Is it just for this one day, or is this another program that is going to extend beyond Feastival?
Well, it's cool because PICO, who is a presenting sponsor of Feastival, said, we love this mentorship idea. We don't really just think it's a one-day thing. And that's also the feedback we got from the Philadelphia School District. So can we do it as like a highlighted thing at Feastival, but we want to continue to support the school district by having chefs come and teach classes, having them do demonstrations, connecting them for internships. And then PICO's actually going to be highlighting some of the stories of the chefs as well as some of the students. So it's actually not even really going to happen at Feastival at all. It's going to happen after Feastival mostly.
But the people working are the participants.
That's right. All of the chefs are participating Feastival chefs. So we've just have some great partners who are really excited to work with the students. And the students, unfortunately, because of COVID, haven't had any kind of interaction for the last year and a half. So this is a kind of a good thing for everybody. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm super excited. This is probably like my favorite part of Feastival this year. So
yeah, I'm sure the students want to get hired, and yeah, the restaurants are looking for people to hire.
Absolutely. It's like getting everybody together and saying, okay, well, I want to be part of this, but we need to get to each other. So hopefully PICO's support and this Philadelphia School District have been wonderful to work with, and we can get everybody connected to each other.
So is PICO sponsoring the event?
They're sponsoring the event as a presenting sponsor. Part of the money that they are putting towards the sponsorship will be going towards like transportation, making sure the students and any costs associated with the mentorship program.
Yeah. So what are your expectations for Feastival this year?
I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. I know that. Very exciting, very kind of celebratory and colorful. I think the other thing is that we can expect less people to attend than we've ever had. So we were at 1,200 in 2019. I think we're looking maybe 500 to 750 people, which is sort of what we're seeing across the board with our Fringe Festival, is attendance is down, which everybody expected, but it's going to be the same party. There's going to be a lot of room. Everyone's going to feel comfortable. It is a vaccination required event. So people need to have proof of vaccination to get in. And not only the people attending, but everybody working the event, all the restaurants, everybody has to be vaccinated. So we're hoping that that will allow some comfortability to people.
If vaccination is required, what's the policy on masks?
That was sort of the things we were looking at, was people can't really do tastings with masks on. So masks are optional inside. People are understandably, if they're comfortable wearing a mask, go for it. And people who want to eat and sit down somewhere don't have to wear their masks. So inside, masks are optional, but you have to be vaccinated to come into the event.
Is that the future of events?
It might be. I mean, until we get sort of this COVID issue resolved, it seems like it's just something we're working with and doing our best to everybody to sort of make sense of.
Instead of checking IDs, you're checking vaccination
cards. That's right. We check proof of vaccination against your ID, and that's actually the Fringe Arts policy across the board. And you have to turn in, when you're doing an event in Philadelphia, you need to have a COVID policy submitted to the health department.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the health department, we've been working very closely with in Philadelphia. And one of the things we also did this year was we gave our restaurants an opportunity to talk directly to the health department. And we had like an hour with the health department officials so that they could ask questions and like just being very, you know, we're talking to them a lot to make sure that our COVID policies are up to date and we're doing what the city's asking us to do. And also, you know, you have to make decisions so that your audience feels comfortable. So it's kind of like balancing the two.
So you're one of the, you know, events that's starting up again with kind of like living with COVID.
Yeah. A lot of times I get asked, are you actually really doing this event? And I'm like, yeah, it's happening. We are definitely going forward with the event. And we did it virtual last year. It was rough. It wasn't terrible, but it was, you know, it's so much performing arts and color and these restaurants and all these wonderful faces.
You got to see it and taste it and that's feel right. it and hear it.
Yeah.
Be there.
It's very sensory. So it's something you really need to experience in person.
How much do you hope to raise for the performing arts?
This year we hope to raise somewhere around $150,000. We are hopeful, but I mean, honestly, like you just don't know what to expect. So we're just happy to be back.
Where does that money go?
The money that we raise towards, you know, obviously we'll cover the stipends and everything for the chefs, but we also, that goes towards the operating cost of Fringe Arts and everything associated with running the program that we do every year and anything related to Fringe Arts, the theater and young artists who are looking to get, one of the things that Fringe Arts does is it gives a platform to anyone that is interested in being an artist and allows them sort of like the ability to get up on their feet and present themselves, and it's pretty cool. So it goes towards all of those things.
So the chefs are donating their time. They're getting yes. paid back for their supplies and they're getting help.
Yes. But I mean, you know, they're donating food. So hopefully that helps with some of those costs. We do have some cool partners this year, like FarmArt, that are donating produce and helping out in that way as well. So any way that, again, we can support them, we would love them to just come and be there. So we're doing as much as we can to help with the fiscal part of participating in Feastival.
So usually Feastival is like a showcase of all that Philadelphia has to offer, some of the best restaurants. Yeah. How would you characterize it this year? Because, you know, Philadelphia took a hit, as did other big cities.
Absolutely. I think this year is really exciting because I think this year we're really looking at more emerging and new restaurants, and we're sort of, we have a lot of diversity this year, and we have, I think we have like 15 new chefs this year or 20, and we're super excited to get everybody who wanted an opportunity to get, and it's really like Philadelphia is a city of diversity. The culinary community is diverse. And so now we get a real opportunity this year to sort of showcase that diversity within the community.
What are the highlights? What are some of the culinary highlights?
Well, Ellen Yin is doing a table that's the Wonton Project. Do you know about the Wonton Project? It is, it helps support causes to fight discrimination against Asian Americans. And they're doing like a fried crab wonton with shrimp. And that's going to be really cool. It's a great organization. I mean, all of Ellen Yin's restaurants are participating. We have some really great star restaurants. We have Huda and the Mosheva food truck doing Israeli. And then we have like neighborhood ramen. They're doing like a vegan brothless. People love ramen. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That's what you eat in college. But now it's like a very cool cuisine. The Oyster House is going to be on site shucking oysters, which is always fun. We also have Porco's Porchetteria. And they're doing a small oven pastry shop with brown butter, and they're doing a rye raspberry petite cake that's everyone's like, it's awesome. And then we have Shree's Company Philly, Sri Lankan beef cutlets spiced with beef and potato croquettes and served with a sweet and spicy sauce. So we have like a great, I mean, those are some of the highlights in my mind. We have a great variety of different cuisines. We have African cuisine. We have Israeli cuisine. We always have Israeli cuisine. We have just like lots of cool food. So I think we're going to have that diverse feeling that's more representative of Philadelphia than perhaps in years past.
How can people get tickets and can you get them at the door?
You can get tickets by going to phillyfeastival.com or you can go to the Fringe Arts website, or FUBU's has a link right now, and you just click on the link and get tickets. If you come to the door and you say, I want to come in, and you have proof of vaccination, we can probably work something out. So we would love to have everybody come out.
All right, Joanne Martyr is Director of Strategic Partnerships with Fringe Arts, and once again, this year's 12th Annual Feastival is October 22nd, 2021. It'll be in person at the Bud Building in East Falls. Any final words?
We're just very happy to be back. We are enjoying seeing everybody again. We'd love to see everyone come out and have a great time. Hadass, you better be there. And we'll definitely see everybody come out. It's going to be a wonderful celebration, and you'll have lots of space, and it'll be really fun.
I can kind of feel your sigh of relief that this is happening in person.
I cannot have any more years without doing Feastival. I love doing it so much. It's so fun.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you, Hadass.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.